for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, November the 27th, 2015. Jerry McGee is the speaker of the evening, teaching on word curses.
What a blessing to be here. I feel privileged that they even let me come. Such a blessing. And Merrill, the Lord is so pleased with you and Patty and Kevin and all the precious ones that work here. We just appreciate you. Appreciate being able to come. Thank you for coming, the rest of you. I always tell people, keep coming to all the camps and next year you won't even know yourself. I don't want to know myself next year. I want to get changed every day. Every day is a day of deliverance. As you submit yourself to God every day, the devil has to flee. Amen? How do you submit yourself unless you repent, right? You got to repent of something. Jesus said, if you would come after me, you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Those are the saints. Those are the true believers, those that are willing to deny themselves. And we probably haven't even comprehended all that that means. But we're willing to learn. Amen? Praise the Lord. Lord, we come before your throne, and we thank you, Lord. We are totally dependent upon you. You are our King, our God. And Lord, I thank you for the praise and worship that's come forth from Jane and from Nikki and from Deborah as they've shared in song. And the praise that's come forth from Merrill's lips. Lord, you're so pleased with that. And Lord, we just lift up the saints all over this earth. We just hold the shield of faith up over the saints all over this earth. And we block all weather manipulation. We block all drought, all fires, all flooding, all earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes over the lands where the saints live in Jesus' name. Lord, wherever they need rain, I ask you to let there be a downpour. Father, wherever they have too much rain, we ask you to give them a little break in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. We ask you to put a hedge of protection, a wall of fire, your warring angels around us and the saints all over this earth in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and because of that, we abide under your shadow and under your protection. We just thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the word that will go forth like a fire and like a hammer that breaks rock. Lord, break loose everything that needs to be shook loose or broken loose in Jesus' name. We ask you to break every bondage. Father, I ask that I be a tree of life tonight, that rivers of living water will come forth from my innermost being, from your throne, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask you to cover this place with the blood of Jesus. We loose your mighty warring angels all over this campground in Jesus' name. And we take our seat in the heavenly places. We bind you, Satan, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in heavenly places. We bind you in the heavenly places and on this earth. We forbid you to work with, communicate with, make contact with anyone on this earth or in the heavenly places to work divination against us, this camp, Merrill, Barbara, Patty, Kevin, Linda, Dan and Crystal and their family, Rick, in the name of Jesus, Patty and Kevin, Sandy, in the name of Jesus, in our lives, we break your power over us. In the name of Jesus, we cut off the blinders off of every person's eyes in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that signs and wonders accompany the teaching of your word. We thank you that as we abide in the word, we know the truth and the truth sets us free. We thank you for the truth, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we love the truth. We love We love the truth, Lord. We thank you and praise you. Lord, give us a greater understanding of what the truth is in Jesus' name. Father, I bind every spirit that would not confess Jesus Christ as Lord. You cannot work in this place in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and praise you that a curse without a cause cannot light. In Jesus' name. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. There it is. Hallelujah. Y'all just have to bear with this. I don't know what God's doing, but it's going to be good. All I know is I'm holding on to Him. Praise the Lord. Well, this message is on word curses. And Proverbs 26:2 says, a curse with like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, so a curse without a cause cannot lie. What that means is that every curse has to have a cause. And so we want to see what curses are. Blessings are carried out by holy angels, and curses are carried out by demon powers. In Psalm 17, I think it's verse 13, but I'm not sure. In the King James, the psalmist is saying, Lord, oh, protect me from the enemy, which is thy sword. And so when you see the word sword, you know that the demon is the demons carry out the sword. And so there are five different kinds of curses that I know of. One is the generational iniquities of the forefathers. It says in Exodus 20:20, you shall not worship nor serve them, speaking of false gods. I, the Lord, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Exodus 34, verse 7 says, who keeps loving kindness for thousands. You know the Lord today, most of you, because you had some forefather that prayed for you. The loving kindness of the Lord goes thousands of generations. And, of course, curses go to the third and fourth generations, just normal curses. Incest goes 10 generations. Having a child that's illegitimately conceived, whether the parent marries or not, if they're conceived before the marriage, that's an illegitimate curse. And the Bible says that an illegitimate child cannot enter the sanctuary of the Lord. And of course, that's a spiritual place. It's more real than this building we're in. But praise God, you can get delivered from that curse. And then incest goes 10 generations, and don't quote me, but I think it's like 2,044 fathers. But it says, he keeps loving kindness to thousands. He forgives iniquities, transgressions, and sins. Yet he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. You know, curses come down on the parents, and then the parents to the children, and the children to the grandchildren, the children to the grandchildren. And you know, Satan wants these curses to continue from generation to generation. So if he can get us the children to do the same sins, then the curses continue down through the generations. And so that's the first kind of curse, the generational iniquities of the forefathers. And then the next thing is bringing a cursed object into your home or into your house. The Bible says you're not to bring an accursed thing into your house lest you receive of the ban or you come under the curse. It says that in Deuteronomy 7 and also in some other places. Bill Gothard tells the story of a very prosperous businessman that he just had more business than he knew what to do with. And him and his wife went over to a foreign country and bought back all kinds of foreign artifacts, and they hung them in their house. Well, all of a sudden, their business fell off. They almost got to the place of bankruptcy, and they attended a Bill Gothard seminar where they learned don't bring an abomination into your house. And they went home, and they got rid of it. They burned it, and their business began to prosper. Acts 19:19 talks about the children of Israel, how they brought all their books about magic and their occultic books. They came and burned them in Acts 19:19, and it says the gospel spread. And you know, there's so many accursed things in our houses, these games, these Minecraft games, these games these children play are so demonic. Bring in videos. I know a particular person that has all kinds of things manifesting in her house because she won't receive the truth that she's got occult books. Since I've known her, since she was little, she would continually look at every scary movie she could look at, every book, every witchcraft book, every Harry Potter book, all this stuff. And now she gets all kinds of demonic manifestations in her house. And I keep telling her it's because she's brought an abomination to her house and that she needs to clean her house, but she won't receive truth. You know, it says in Hosea 4, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. And so she's rejecting knowledge, but yet I see she's not been around Christianity for 50 years, but I see her catching on to little things, and I just know the Lord brought her because he's going to change her. Amen. So praise the Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch her right now. We bind the truth to her that sets her free, and we bind it to us too in the name of Jesus. So bring in a cursed thing into your home. So many, you know, around Halloween and around Christmas, you can walk through the Walmart toy section and you can just feel the demonic oppression. And parents, you bring that stuff into your house and you bring a curse on your house. The Bible says that not to bring in a cursed thing into your house, lest you become under the curse. The scripture says you're not to make a likeness in the form of a human, animal, beast, creeping thing, crawling thing. And look at all these creeping things, crawling things, birds, lizards, things that we bring into our house. You're bringing your home under a curse. The more junk you bring in, the more demonic oppression is in your home. And anybody that's been in my home, they can tell you the peace of the Lord is there. But I'm not going to say that because somebody might be listening. I won't allow graven images in my home or any, you know, when my son was in high school, he went on a ski trip, and when I was washing the clothes, this was Kyle, those of you who know Kyle, and this t-shirt, it said village drunk. I said, what, where'd he get that? Took the scissors and I cut out village drunk. He came home, he said, Mom, that wasn't my t-shirt, that was Chris Kennard's. I said, well, he shouldn't be wearing it either. But I don't want that association. And so we shouldn't allow things in our home. The next thing is curses that others speak over you. And it could be like we speak on each other. Or it could include the Satanists and the witches speaking curses. If there's a cause of a curse, you can be sure as a believer they're cursing you. Many pastors, because they're into maybe pornography or they're doing things they're not supposed to be doing, witches and things, they set them up with they'll send a woman into their life or they'll fall into sin and they'll curse. I know one particular instance where I led a girl to repent when she was into Satanism and witchcraft. They cursed a pastor with a heart attack, and he died. Also, they cursed a church, and it burned the church down just with their curses. But a curse without a cause cannot lie. So if you're under a curse, you need to find the cause so you can remove the curse. So curses spoken over, we speak on each other, we speak on our children, we speak on our parents, or that other people speak on us or Satanists or witches or people into voodoo speak over us. And the next thing is curses spoken over us by us. And the last thing is curses spoken by God because of sin in our life. And I want to read all of Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, if you have your Bible. If you have your Bible, you might want to check what you think you've been under. But I've done this many times. I've repented myself. But the other day when I was preparing this message, I felt led to do it in another translation. I've done it in New American Standard before. And I felt led to repent over in the New Living. I felt like reading it in the New Living. And the way I have to read the Bible now is to go into a Bible program, hit select all, copy, and paste it on an email, and let my phone read it to me. And so y'all agree with me. I'm going to be able to read my Bible again in the name of Jesus. But anyway, that's how I did it. And so, as the phone was speaking the curses, as I'm going to be speaking them in a minute, I would just say each verse, whatever it was, I'd say, Lord, forgive me, meaning I take accountability for my sin and the generational iniquities of my forefathers that would bring this curse on me. And when I got through, tears were running down my face and I was blowing my nose. And I told this person who doesn't believe in curses or demons and all this stuff, I said, have you ever seen my nose run like this? Have you ever seen the tears come down my cheek? I just got delivered. And so as I read these curses, I want you to, you're not going to have time to say the whole verse, but just agree that you're taking accountability for your sin and the generational iniquities of your forefathers that brought this sin in your life. And it would really be good for you to check off the ones you think you're under and begin to find out the cause of the curse so you can get out from under it. Okay? So as I read this, you begin to repent and you'll get delivered because I'm not going to go back through this. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, but it shall come about if you do not obey the Lord your God to observe and do all of his commandments and all his statutes, what I charge you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. So that's the cause of it. Disobedience to the voice of God and his commandments. And we've all been disobedient to God's voice and his commandments, and so have our forefathers. Okay, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. So that means when you're in the country, you're cursed. In the city, you're cursed if you're under the curse of disobedience to God's voice and his commandments. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. And of course, we don't have a basket and a kneading bowl, but that represents our food, our pantry, our food source. It's the food supply. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Now, we don't have herds and flocks. That represents our stuff, your possessions, what you have. And some of you might have flocks and herds, and I have a cow next door, three cows next door. I told my neighbor, I said, if you'll take care of a cow, I'll buy it. And so I bought her a cow, and she's had a baby, and the baby's had to have, there's three now. Mm. Praise the Lord. I couldn't do another thing to take care of it. Running a kennel and a ministry and all the things I do, I just said I can't do anything else. But if we need a cow, I'll buy the cow if you'll take care of it. So they're doing that. Okay, so cursed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. So all your animals are going to be cursed. It says, cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. In other words, you're cursed in the house and you're cursed when you leave the house. It says the Lord will send curses. Now, I want you to see who sends these curses, carried out by demons. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion. Do Christians get confused? Yes. There's people that don't believe that a Christian can be under a curse. Well, here it says confusion is a curse. It says, and rebuke and all you undertake to do until you're destroyed and until you perish quickly on the account of the evil of your deeds because you have forsaken me. So you'd say, Lord, forgive me for forsaking you. And so the Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you're entering to possess it. So the pestilence will cling to you. So do you need to worry about Ebola unless you're under a curse? Bill Gothard teaches on bitterness. He said, unless there's bitterness in your body, germs cannot live in your body if harmful germs cannot live in your body unless there's bitterness. So examine if you get a lot of colds and you get a lot of flu and you get a lot of stuff like that. Examine your heart. Deuteronomy 28, the Lord will make the pestilence of your land cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land where you're entering to possess it. Now, who will make the pestilence cling to you?
The Lord.
The Lord. Okay. It says in verse 22, the Lord will smite you with consumption, that's a wasting lung disease or a lung problem, and with fever. Can believers get fever? Okay. And with inflammation, can you have inflammation in your body? And fiery heat is the sword. There's the sword. And the wicked is God's sword. The sword with blight, with mildew, that's candida, and they will pursue you until you perish. Verse 23, the heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth under you iron. That means you don't get your prayers answered. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust, and it will come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You'll go out against them one way and flee seven ways, and you'll be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, first Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15 gives the blessings. And one of the blessings is that the enemy will come against you one way and the enemy will flee seven ways. But if you're under the curse, the enemy comes against you one way and you flee seven ways. So that's one way that you can get scattered through soul ties. That's one way you get scattered. You know, deliverance, Jesus said, if you're not gathered with me, you're scattering. So he's talking about deliverance. Okay, Deuteronomy 28, verse 26, your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth, and there'll be no one to frighten them away. Now, the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, those are types and shadows of demon powers. And in the end times, the Bible talks about two suppers. There's a marriage supper of the Lamb, where you eat with Jesus, and there's another supper where he gathers the birds and you get eaten. And I love this scripture, but in Revelation it says the beast makes war with the harlot and eats her. A harlot is not just a prostitute, a physical prostitute on the street, but if we pray a prayer to receive Jesus and our heart goes after other lovers, we are spiritual prostitutes. We're spiritual adulterers. And so for spiritual adultery, God says the beast, the one world order, are going to make war against the harlot, and they're going to eat her flesh. And it's talking about, I think in Zephaniah, it talks about the gathering of the great birds of the great supper of God, which is not the Lord, it's not the marriage supper of the Lamb, but it's where you get eaten. And so we're living in days here in America that I don't know how much longer we're going to have freedom, as Meryl said, but we better have our hearts ready. Because the Bible says if we're falling down in a land of peace, what are we going to do in the thicket of the Jordan? It's going to be too late to start repenting of your sin. I'm so thankful that God taught me to repent. I'm so thankful because I get deliverance every day. Every time I tell God I'm sorry for something and deal with it His way, I'm delivered. That is deliverance. James 4:7, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. And I attribute that because of what God taught me, to give him all the glory of why that I can walk in divine health. And my eyes are healed in Jesus' name. I'm waiting for the manifestation of it. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. It says, your carcasses shall be food for all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth, and there'll be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors. Can believers have boils and tumors? And the scab, that's an itch, from which you cannot be healed. Okay, if I'm under a curse of tumors and boils and itch or any other curse, I can't be healed until I find the cause of the curse. Now, I can go to the world and they can cut it out, move it around, shift it up, sew it up, medicate it. But if I'm under the curse, it's just going to come back, and then I'm going to have the repercussions of all the things they did to me out in the world. I'm going to have the scar tissue, and I'm going to have whatever else. And so, and I'm not telling you not to go. That's between you and the Lord. But you better, whatever you do, you better find the cause of the curse. Okay, the Lord will smite you with madness and blindness. And you see, this is a curse. With madness and blindness and with bewilderment of heart.
And you're going to grope at noon, and that's the brightest part of the day, even as the blind man gropes in darkness, and you'll not prosper in your ways, but you'll only be oppressed and robbed continually with no one to save you. In other words, the further you go, the behinder you get if you're under the curse. It says you'll betroth a wife and another will violate her. You'll build a house and not live in it. You'll plant a vineyard and not use its fruit. Well, I can say I was under that curse, and I've been under a lot of these, but praise God he's removing them. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, and you'll not eat of it. Your donkey will be torn from you, and you will and not be restored to you, and your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you'll have none to save you. 28. Your sons and daughters will be given to another people while your eyes look on and yearn for them continually, and there'll be nothing you can do. When my youngest son moved to New York City, living a homosexual lifestyle when he was 18 years old, my heart grieved for him, but there was nothing I could do. That curse. A people whom you do not know will eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors, and you'll not be anything but oppressed and robbed continually. You'll be driven mad by what your eyes see. And that could be another, that's certainly one of the roots for mental problems. Romans 1 says that rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft, it says, where will you go? There's no one to press you out, bandage you, and soften you with oil. You're sick from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And it's talking about, the sickness it's talking about is the picture of somebody being flogged in the head. All mental problems. Read Isaiah chapter 1. It says, the Lord will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king whom you set over you. So it's either King Jesus or the king you're setting over you. You see this, the era in the church that you know, you can pray a prayer to receive Jesus, and because of grace you can live any old way you want to. Those people are the harlot if they don't repent that the beast is going to eat and make war with her. It says, the Lord will bring you and your king whom you shall set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you will serve other gods of wood and stone. You shall become a horror and a proverb and a taunt among all the places, the peoples, where the Lord drives you. Now, who's driving you? The Lord. You will bring out much seed to the field, but gather in little, for the locust shall consume it. Have you ever, I especially see this in Texas, in a hot summer day, you see grasshoppers hopping everywhere. You ever seen that? I can tell you, my neighbor, this past year, I saw one grasshopper, and I could go down the road, and they were hopping everywhere. Just because one day in my kennel, there was little frogs everywhere, and I thought, oh, dear Lord, maybe I'm under an Egyptian curse. So I pulled up all the scriptures on frogs, crickets, locusts, everything that had to do with a varmint, and repented over them. And now I see a frog every now and then, but, you know, you live in the country and you're on a lake, so what do you expect? But, I mean, I'm talking about frogs everywhere. Everywhere you look, there was a little baby frog. The frogs basically mainly have disappeared. You'll bring out much seed to the field, but gather in little, for the locusts shall consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but neither drink of the wine nor of the grapes, for the worm will devour them. You shall plant olive trees, and this, you know, this is just a picture of your garden, of what you plant, and we're living in days when we might have to come back to all of that. I think Jane does that now, and some of you do have gardens now. Praise the Lord. You'll have olive trees throughout your territory, but nothing to anoint yourself with oil. Your olives will drop off. You'll have sons and daughters, and they will not be yours. They'll go into captivity. How many of us have kids that have gone into captivity by the enemy? I can say that. I had one son. You know, my oldest son, Kyle, was always obedient. Not that he was perfect, but he always lived as he always did right. So thank the Lord. But the youngest son was just the opposite. And praise God, he's in heaven now. And when he was dying of AIDS, after he got out of the Baylor Hospital, he had been in intensive care. And I thought, boy, my prophet, because the Lord told me that in 7 years he was going to be saved and serving the Lord. And I thought, boy, this experience in the breathing machine was going to do it. I thought my prophet was going to set up when this was over. And they moved him into a suite at the Baylor Hospital. And I don't know if it was true, but supposedly it was Ross Perot's suite. I don't know. But he thought he was Peter Pan, you know. And I thought, boy, when he gets out of that breathing machine, he's going to be repentant. And my mother and I, this is kind of a sidetrack, but my mother came up to support me, and we were sleeping in this room with him and on this little bitty cot. And he thought he was Peter Pan trying, but they put him on Haldol, which medicine makes you crazy. And so he was going, it was like liquid everywhere. And I was going like this, and Mama got back. We got the nurses. They didn't want to come, but they did. And so when they came, I got back in my little cot with my mother, and she said, "Oh, dear God, what are we going to do?" And I said, "I'm glad you said we." Oh, now God, oh, dear God, what are we going to do? But he didn't get saved then, but he did get saved. Praise the Lord. I don't know why I said that, but anyway. He went into captivity by the enemy. So to encourage you, if you have a kid that's in bondage or they're away from the Lord, just leave them to the Lord. Let the Lord spank them. Back off. Don't try to get in God's way. And God will save them. The scripture says that when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. When my mother and daddy cut me loose, that doesn't mean you don't keep loving them. It doesn't mean you don't keep praying, but it just means you quit giving them money, quit financing their disobedience. And then they'll begin to look for a Savior. When you're not their Savior anymore, they're going to look for one. Amen? But as long as you're their Savior, they don't need one. It says, the alien which is among you will rise higher and higher, and you're going lower and lower. We see that right here in America, don't we? So we see the alien riding higher and higher and us going lower and lower. He's going to lend to you, but you will not lend to him because you will be the tail and not the head. Now the blessing is you're going to be the head and not the tail, but the curse is you're the tail instead of the head. So all these curses will come on you and overtake you until you're destroyed because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping and doing his commandments and his statutes of which he commanded you. You'll become a sign and wonder. They will become a sign and wonder on you and your descendants forever. Instead of signs and wonders, they'll be a sign and wonder. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and with a glad heart for the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord your God will send against you. So you see, ISIS is an enemy that the Lord is allowing. Therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord your God will send against you in hunger, thirst, and nakedness, and the lack of all things, and he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Now that's the opposite of the yoke of Jesus, isn't it? Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul." And that's just the opposite. Where Randy shared the scripture, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you," which is just the opposite of this curse. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far, as from the ends of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you do not understand. Now, we have China, and we have Russia, and we have Mexico, and different nations coming against us. A nation of fierce countenance who will have no respect for the old or show favor to the young. Moreover, somebody read Deuteronomy 28:51 for me. You have it?
Deuteronomy 28:51. they will devour the young of your livestock and the crops of your land until they are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, new wine, or olive oil, nor any calves of your herds or lambs of your flocks until you are ruined.
Amen. Okay, thank you. It will besiege you in all your towns until your high fortified walls in which you trusted in come down. Now the high fortified wall you trust in, if God is our refuge and our strength and our fortress and our mighty God, and we're trusting Him, the opposite is we have a different high fortified wall that we're trusting in. And so it's going to besiege you until all your high fortified walls in which you trusted in come down. So in other words, you see what happens when repentance, with repentance, you won't be besieged anymore. And shall besiege you in all your towns throughout your land which the Lord your God has given you. Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body. Now they do this in the occult. They do this in Satan worship. I'm sure most of you have not been in the occult, but your forefathers have been in the occult where they actually eat human flesh. And they'll eat the flesh of your children. And you see how it's downhill. It says, you shall eat the flesh of your own body, the flesh of your sons and daughters, whom the Lord has given you, during the siege and distress by which your enemies shall oppress you. And the scripture says that the times coming are going to be the worst times that ever came upon the earth. And so... You know, if people are really hungry, they may eat their own children. The man who's refined and delicate among you will be hostile to his brother and to his wife and to his he cherishes and to the rest of his children who remain. So he'll not give even one of them of the flesh of his children, which he will eat during the siege and distress, which the enemy shall oppress you in all your towns. And then it says the wife will do the same thing. Be hostile toward her husband, toward her children. And then it also talks about eating the afterbirth, which issues from between her legs in verse 57. And they do this in satanic rituals. They do rituals with the afterbirth. It says, if you're not careful to observe all the words of the laws of this book, or written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will bring on you extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, and severe and lasting plagues and miserable and chronic sicknesses. You know, people that don't believe in curses, they go to the doctor and the doctor takes a medical history of their genes. The world calls it genes. God calls it curses. He says, and he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you're afraid, and they'll cling to you. So in the blessings, he takes away the curses, He takes away sickness and blessings, but under the curse, he brings them back. So how can you bring back something that you didn't once have? Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, the Lord will bring on you to your destroy. Therefore, the Lord will leave you fewer number, whereas as numbers of the stars of heaven, because you did not obey the Lord your God. It will come about as the Lord delighted over you to prosper you. He's going to delight over you, and he wanted to delight over you to multiply you. He's going to delight on you to make you perish, and you'll be torn from the land where you're entering to possess it. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples of the earth from one end of the earth to the other, and there you'll serve other gods of wood and stone. And among those nations you'll find no rest, and there'll be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But the Lord will give you trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So you see, trembling heart, that's heart palpitations. Despair of soul is a curse. Failing eyes is a curse. And you'll find no rest. Why is no rest a curse? No rest. There's no rest because you've got to come under the yoke of Jesus, which is light and easy, and you find rest for your soul. So you can choose the yoke of Jesus that brings rest to your soul, that or the yoke of iron until you're destroyed that causes there to be no rest. Your life will hang in doubt before you, and you'll be You'll be in dread day and night and have no assurance of your life. In the morning, you'll say, oh, I wish it were evening. In the evening, you'll say, oh, I wish it were morning because of the dread of your heart. Because of the dread or for the dread for the of the sight, see, the dread for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. So that can also be a root to eye problems. The Lord will bring you back to Egypt, back to the world in ships by way which I spoke to you, and you'll never see it again, and there you will offer yourself for your enemies. To your enemies for male and female slaves, but there'll be no buyer. In other words, you'll be so rejected that you'll look for someone that you can just say, look, I'll be your slave, just love me. Just don't reject me. But they don't even want you. So you see, those are curses. And I hope you were repenting of these things as we went along, and even if you didn't, go home and read them and repent over each one. But if you repented, then you'll get some deliverance tonight. And I'm going to ask Randy to believe, in my little repentance book, Clearing the Land, you can actually get deliverance just going through this book. But it lists all the curses, that like curses of homosexuality. So Randy, page, page.
Thank you, Father.
Be repenting of these now.
This is a sidebar of understanding. We're made of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we're land.
Mm-hmm.
We are land.
Yes.
The things that you're reading here are strikingly what's happening to our own nation.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens to us as individuals too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let your land get clear today, as your book says. Amen? Disobedience to the voice of God and to His commandments and statutes.
Forgive me, Lord.
Yeah, and that... Repeat that. What it said, she raised her hand and says, forgive me, Lord, repeat with her.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Disobedience to the voice of God and to His commandments and statutes. Those who curse or mistreat the true Israelites, also Christians who are spiritual Jews. Idolatry includes false religions, worship of false gods, Freemasonry, Indian, Gypsy ancestry, Eastern religions, Buddhism, occultism, etc. Forgive me, Lord. Yes, Father. Those who keep or own cursed objects, example, your idols or someone else's idols, runes, amulets, talismans, occult literature, objects used in occult activities, unicorns, Buddhas, goat ram heads, fetishes, etc. Forgive me, Lord. Those who refuse to come to the Lord's help. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me. The house of the wicked. Forgive me, Lord. He who does not give to the poor. Forgive me, Lord. Thieves and those who swear falsely. Forgive me, Lord. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous. Forgive me, Lord. Priests, as well as Christians who fail to give glory to God. Forgive me, Lord. Those who rob God of tithes and offerings. Forgive me, Lord. Those who hearken to their wives rather than God. Forgive me, Lord. Those, realize too, when you're forgiven, when you're asking God to forgive you, you're standing in a gap here for your aunt. We're not standing in a gap for them because their judgment's already set one way or another. But what you're doing is taking accountability for what your ancestors have done. Amen? So this is not only for you, because some of these things you think, well, I didn't ever do this, but your ancestors did. And you pay the price for it here in the land of the living. Those who lightly esteem their parents or treat them with contempt. Forgive me. Those who make graven images. Forgive me, Lord. Those who willfully cheat people out of their property or move a landmark. This would also include what we've done to the American Indian or the African Americans, and I'll tell you this, for cheating in business. Forgive us, Lord. Adding to or taking away from the Word of God. Forgive us, Lord. Those who take advantage of the blind includes the spiritually blind. Forgive me, Lord. Those who oppress strangers, widows, or the fatherless. Forgive me, Lord. He who lies with his father's wife, mother-in-law, sister, brother, father, daughter, aunt, uncle, cousin, or sister-in-law, forgive me, Lord. He who lies with an animal, forgive me, Lord. Those who smite or slander their neighbors. This includes a neighbor, but in someone close, but it can be even a family member or someone in the body of Christ. So, such as a husband, wife, mother, father, sister, or brother. Forgive me, Lord. Those who take money to slay the innocent. Forgive me, Lord. Adulterers, physical and spiritual. Forgive me, Lord. Those who trust in man and the power of flesh and not the Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Those who do the Lord's work deceitfully and negligently. Forgive me, Lord. Him who keeps back his sword from blood, such as spiritual warfare. Forgive me, Lord. Those who reward evil for good. An example of this would be someone ask you for forgiveness and you refuse to forgive. Forgive me, Lord. Illegitimate children. Forgive me, Lord. Children born from incestuous unions. Forgive me, Lord. Murder. This can be murder with your mouth. And that's what every one of us has fallen into, that trap. From slanderous words of hate and contempt. Forgive me, Lord. To murder with premeditation. Forgive me, Lord. Children who strike their parents. Forgive me, Lord. Kidnappers. Forgive me, Lord. Those who curse and speak against their parents. Forgive me, Lord. Those who cause the unborn to die, including abortion. Forgive me, Lord. Those who do not prevent death. Forgive me, Lord. Those who sacrifice to false gods. Forgive me, Lord. Those who are involved in witchcraft and rebellion. Forgive me, Lord. Those who attempt to turn away from the Lord, stumbling blocks to someone else. Forgive me, Lord. Those who follow horoscopes. Forgive me, Lord. And you can take that and go with palm readers, tarot card readers, any of those occultic games, Ouija boards.
Children's games.
Vampires, Twilight, Harry Potter, anything to do with magic.
Yes.
False prophets, forgive me, Lord. Women who do not keep their virginity until they're married, forgive me, Lord. Parents who do not discipline their children but honor them above God, forgive me, Lord. Those who curse their rulers, forgive me, Lord. There are people that slander the President of the United States. He's not doing well, but he's a man-made in the image of God. Okay? And you know, what we're supposed to do as a Christian is pray for people that are lost. So the fruit says the man's lost. So that's what we're to do. But the Bible says there is a curse on us for cursing our rulers. So, forgive us. Those who, you know, I know people very carefully, and when you learn what a curse is, you become careful. Non-legalistic. This is the grace of God we live in.
Yeah.
But by grace, I want to not help the devil out, okay?
That's right.
Amen? He's already doing fine. He's got a pit coming. Thank you, Lord. Those who teach rebellion against the Lord, forgive me, Lord. Those who refuse to warn others of sin, forgive me, Lord. Those who are willful deceivers, forgive me, Lord. The proud, forgive me, Lord. Those who practice sorcery and magic, forgive me, Lord. Those who sacrifice human beings or put their children through the fire. It includes parents teaching their children to live after the world. Forgive me, Lord. Participating in seances and fortune telling. Forgive me, Lord. Homosexual or lesbian relationships. Forgive me, Lord. Necromancers, those who communicate with the dead and the fortune tellers. Forgive me, Lord. Those who blaspheme the Lord's name or curse God. Forgive me, Lord. Those who are carnally minded. Forgive me, Lord. And rebellious children. Forgive me, Lord.
And Lord, I take accountability.
Yes, Father. Lord, take accountability.
For whatever happened to me and the loins of my forefathers.
Whatever happened to me and the loins of my
forefathers. All the way back to Adam and Eve.
All the way back to Adam and Eve.
Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name.
Let
your cleansing blood.
Let your cleansing blood.
Flow down through my bloodline.
Flow down through my bloodline.
Washing away any ground.
Satan's had in my life through the generational iniquities of the forefathers and anything I've confessed. I break soul ties with all of my forefathers. I call back my soul and my human spirit from them, send back their souls and human spirits back to them, exchange their image for the image of Christ. And I command every demon carrying out those curses against God's people to leave now. In the name of Jesus, I break your power over every life. In Jesus' name, cough out, blow out, command them to go in the name of Jesus.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.